U.S. House sends CBDC ban to Trump's desk in a 358-32 vote. The U.S. House of Representatives passed a housing bill by a 358-32 margin on June 23, 2026, and the package carries a temporary ban on a federal central bank digital currency through 2030. With both chambers now aligned, the bill moves to President Trump's desk for signature, the final step before it becomes law. Cointelegraph reported the vote shortly after it cleared the floor. The CBDC language rides inside a larger housing measure rather than standing alone, which is part of why it drew such a lopsided count. A 358-32 result means the provision passed with deep support from both parties, well beyond the threshold needed to send it forward. A digital dollar blocked, private stablecoins left standing. The ban targets a specific thing, a retail digital currency issued directly by the Federal Reserve. It does not touch privately issued stablecoins, such as USDC or USDT, the tokens that already move most on-chain dollar volume, and that sit behind a growing share of crypto spending products. The practical read is that Washington is closing the door on a government-run digital dollar while leaving private issuers to carry US dollar value on public chains. That distinction matters for anyone who spends crypto. Most stablecoin-funded cards settle in USDC or USDT, convert at the point of sale, and never rely on a central bank token. A CBDC ban does not change how those cards work today. It does remove a hypothetical future competitor, a Fed-issued dollar that could have become the default rail for digital payments in the US. The 2030 sunset and why it is temporary. The ban runs through 2030 rather than indefinitely. A sunset clause keeps the question open for a future Congress, instead of settling it permanently. Critics of a retail CBDC have argued it would hand the central bank a direct window into individual spending and could enable programmable restrictions on how money is used. Supporters of the technology counter that a well-designed digital dollar could lower settlement costs and reach people outside the banking system. The 2030 expiry effectively parks that debate for several years. For now, the effect is to lock in the status quo. US dollar digital payments will keep running through commercial banks, card networks, and private stablecoin issuers, not through a Fed-issued retail token. The vote lands during a broad crypto pullback. The timing sits against a weak market. As of June 24, 2026, Bitcoin trades near $62,671, down 1.8% over 24 hours and 4.5% on the week. Ether is around $1,066, off 3.4% on the day and roughly 7% across 7 days. The Fear and Greed Index reads 20 firmly in fear territory. Regulatory clarity on the CBDC question did not move prices on its own, which fits the pattern. This sell-off has been driven by macro pressure and equity weakness, rather than U.S. policy headlines. The policy signal still reads as friendly to private digital dollar infrastructure. By ruling out a state-run competitor, Congress leaves more room for the regulated stablecoin market that U.S. lawmakers have spent the past year trying to formalize. That contrasts with the direction in Europe, where an EU parliamentary committee recently advanced the digital euro toward a full vote. The two jurisdictions are now moving in opposite directions on the central bank money question. Practical stakes for crypto spenders. Nothing here forces a change to a card in your wallet this week. The near-term takeaway is about what the U.S. payments map will not include for the rest of the decade, a Federal Reserve retail digital dollar. Spenders who route U.S. dollar value on-chain will keep depending on private issuers and the card programs built on top of them. Two caveats are worth holding. First, the bill still needs the president's signature to become law. Passage by both chambers is not the same as enactment. Second, the 2030 sunset means this is a pause, not a settled outcome. A later Congress can revisit it.